As part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, the Federal Communications Commission was charged with crafting a national broadband plan to spread affordable broadband access throughout the United States, with the goal of creating jobs, improving health care, and encouraging energy independence. The man chosen to lead this ambitious endeavor was Blair Levin. Mr. Levin and his team presented the plan to Congress in March 2010. Among its recommendations were connecting 100 million U.S. households to affordable 100 megabits per second broadband service by 2020, identifying and making 500 megahertz of wireless spectrum to be authorized or shared and used for mobile broadband by 2020. Building a network, nationwide interoperable mobile broadband network for public safety records and agencies, and restructuring the FCC's Universal Service Fund, including the redirection of $15.5 billion from traditional telephone subsidies to broadband deployment. Executive Director of the National Broadband Plan was Mr. Levin's second role with the FCC. Previously, he served as Chief of Staff to Chairman Reed Hundt from December 1993 through October 1997. Mr. Levin oversaw, among other matters, the implementation of the historic 1996 Telecommunications Reform Act, the first spectrum auctions, the development of a digital network television standards, and the Commission's Internet Initiative. Mr. Levin also spent 8 years as Principal Telecom, Media, and Tech Regulatory and Strategy Analyst at Legg Mason and Stifel Nicolaus. Mr. Levin now serves as Communications and Society Fellow with the Aspen Institute Communications and Society Program. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Levin.